mentioned earlier, we do have an interview coming up right now. She's a professional theater director from Toronto. Her name is Ruth Maddock-Jones. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the show, and hello everyone listening.
We're very happy to have you today, and you're going to be talking about a theater production that you are directing at Bishop's, and it is called Blood Wedding. What an interesting title. Tell us about that.
Well, Blood Wedding is a play that was written by quite a famous Spanish playwright, Federico García Lorca, in the 1930s. And basically what he did was he pulled a real-life story from a newspaper about a love triangle.
Uh-huh.
A wedding gone wrong.
Oh.
Where a woman who is to be married ends up escaping with her true love, and it ends badly.
Uh-oh.
And so he used that real life story as a sort of inspiration to write his play, and so he called it Blood Wedding because the play is about a wedding,
mm-hmm.
which ends sadly.
Okay, so there's like a death, I would imagine.
Yes,
or, yeah,
yes. It's, mm-hmm. I guess you would call it a tragedy,
right?
But it's a very beautiful, passionate, dramatic, exciting play,
mm-hmm.
And very much sort of pulled from the headlines, very much like the stories of today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when is this play going to be taking place?
Well, it opens on November 13th at the Turner Studio at Bishop's, and it runs until November 17th, so it's only a 4-day run.
Okay, so that's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, next week, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, all right. Okay.
So we really encourage everyone from Lennoxville and Sherbrooke, anyone listening to this radio program, to come on down to Bishop's and come see it, because it's going to be a crackerjack of a play.
Mm-hmm. So you're here for 6 weeks in the area,
mm-hmm.
and can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm Toronto-based,
mm-hmm.
professional theater director, as you said. I was originally an actor,
oh.
and then I moved to directing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working for about 25 years in the business,
mm-hmm.
And as I said, I work professionally, and I also direct at various schools around the country as well.
Uh-huh. So is this the first time that you've come to our area?
Yes, it's the first time I have had the privilege of working at Bishop's. I trained as an actor in Montreal, so I'm familiar with Quebec and Montreal, but this is an incredible part of the province, and I've really enjoyed my time here.
Mm-hmm. So now, if we want it to get tickets for this, how do we go about doing this?
You can call the Centennial Theatre box office.
Okay.
At Bishop's University. They're selling the tickets there. Or
mm-hmm.
you can come, you can come to the university and pick up the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go online to the Bishop's University website and to the drama department.
Okay. And as I understand, they're not expensive, are they?
No, $10 for students and $12 for regular folk.
Okay. And how long is the play in duration?
It's about an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a really great story. And
it's a great story. It's like the classic love story of star-crossed lovers who are foiled by fate.
And who doesn't like a story like that? To get lost in.
Spanish version of Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, so it's great. And so mm-hmm. I really encourage people to come out and see it, because it's going to be a really great night of theater.
Okay, and once again, that's on November...
It's running November 13th to 17th at the Turner Studio Theater at Bishop's University. And I don't know, do you have a phone number there that one could call? I don't have one on me, but it's on the website, the information and the ticket price.
Okay, for Centennial Theatre, yeah.
Yeah, go to Centennial Theatre.
Yeah, that's easy to find on the web as well, yes.
Yeah, and all the information is available.
Okay.
Through Bishop's and through the website.
Definitely something that should not be missed, for sure. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Ruth Maddock-Jones. Thank you for telling us about this.
It's been my pleasure.